When we take initiation, the Guru also takes some responsibility for our lives. Our actions as disciples have some influence in our Guru's life, like if we don't follow the principles, not because we are not trying to, but in a lightly way, the Guru will suffer some consequence as became sick.
We heard that from Srila Gurudev. He told us when he was so sick and towards the end of his manifest pastimes in this world, he said, "I've accepted too many unqualified disciples and I'm suffering for it. They cannot properly follow and I'm suffering as a result of their sinful activities." He said that, I heard that from him directly. So that's my experience with this, and you might hear otherwise, and it's subjective, but we did hear that from our Gurudev directly. So that gives us some consciousness, how we behave, how we follow, we are the property of our Guru Varga, and whatever we do, some effect may come, may not. If he accepts it, our Guru accepts our full responsibility, then he may have to suffer for our inabilities and our disqualifications, our lack of adhering to practices and principles that we should be following. So this gives us some consciousness. Let's be a little more careful about everything we do and what we may not do and what we should do. Be better disciples. Have some consciousness. It's not only ourselves involved here. We have a guardian that's looking after us and taking responsibility for our spiritual lives. And let's do our best. Do our best to be good disciples. So that's my answer and my experience. We heard in the pastimes of Jagai and Madai, when, I forgot if it was Jagai or Madai, was touched by Nityananda Prabhu, forgiven and embraced by Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's white complexion turned black from absorbing all the sin of Jagai or Madai. His body temporarily became black. So that can give us some idea.